This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we haven't had any cheesesteaks since we've been in Wisconsin.
No.
How can the home of the best cheese in the world not have cheesesteaks?
It's a Philly thing.
Yeah, well, we got to fix that.
Well, I come up here specifically for the aircraft, the radio station, and the brats.
Well, the brats make it worthwhile.
The brats make it worthwhile. I miss that when I go home. And speaking of somebody speaking of brats, no, that would be a brat.
Yeah,
brat.
We've got Vic Krause here from Warbirds of America.
Great to be here with you boys.
Good morning.
Hungry just listening to you two talk.
There you go. Breakfast brats.
You bet. Hey.
Anyway, what's going on up there? I made the comment the other day when I was up there that you guys are going to get a Trampled Grass Award up there.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, it's on fire. It's really on fire. The membership campaign, we had hopes of attaining 100 new members for Warbirds of America. With a real concerted effort, the simulator building going full blast, the tram tours 20, 22, 24 a day. And so we were saying, oh, you know what, a reasonable expectation would be maybe 100 over the week of AirVenture. Guess what? We are at this stage of the game between all of the memberships we've wrote at the tram tour, membership center, information center, the simulator building, the brand new, they named it, and now they got a sign. It just went up yesterday. It's the Warbird Youth Center. Really cool.
Ooh, nice.
And
nice.
Youth Center is appropriate because the sims and all the goodies in there, you got to be 18 years or under.
Oh.
So, yeah, how about that? No, it's aimed at the youth market.
Definitely.
And they named it that way.
Well, whenever I see those airplanes, I'm like 12.
Me too.
I want one, Mommy.
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy, will you buy? Yeah. And so anyway, between what we wrote, what they wrote, and over at the Welcome Center, there's another membership kiosk there. And between all those three, I think we're well over 100 already at the end of Wednesday. Is that nuts? And we still have what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so we're on fire, no question about it.
Wait a minute. No, you can't be on fire, not after the rain last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's not going to work.
Mother Nature threw some fire at us, didn't she?
She
put on a light show, I know that.
Well, yeah. Sure, Dick Napinski said the airplanes need to be washed so they're nice and clean for the rest of the week.
Yeah, they're rinsed down real good.
Yep.
Sure,
and you know, speaking of fireworks last night, the bone going out in full burner last night was just totally cool.
Yeah, you know what? We were down there. We were going to watch the night air show, so we were literally probably only 300 yards from that airplane. And when it sat there holding the brakes and just all of it, all in, I looked at Marianne, I said, that thing is a rocket ship just pointed sideways. That's all.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Unbelievable.
And you got your laundry dried in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great. And a lot of things going on. So today, the air show, the Canadian team, the Canadian Harvards, equivalent of the AT6 and the SNJ, they have their team, the Canadians. So the Canucks are going to put on quite a show this afternoon at the, I think they're going to be up there around 4 or 5 o'clock today. So that'll be cool. Yeah, and it's a jet show, Warbirds of America, big, heavy jet show today. So not so many piston engine, propeller-driven airplanes in the air as yesterday or as will be Friday and Saturday, but a lot of rice burners.
Rice burners.
Yeah, kerosene machines. So
they'll
What models are you going to showcase?
Oh, gosh. You know what? They got L-39s. They got Sabre jets. They got all kinds of stuff like that.
A T-33 would be nice, or a T-38, I mean.
I think they got a Talon down there.
Yeah. Wow.
I think they'll put it up. Why not? I mean, it's here, and it's only a few bucks for gas, right?
Well, you know what? That's the beautiful part. They're going to... You know, they're going to clean the engine out by running some fuel through it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So the tram tour, very, very popular. We're going to probably run that thing. They're going to give us permission to run that tour now to about 3:30 today, which gives us the opportunity to do maybe 4 more actual excursions. And the reason being the Warbird show is later in the day, so the area doesn't have to be sterilized as soon, so we can penetrate and continue doing our tour.
You know, if you let us drive, we could probably get in 6.
You think?
Yeah. Might,
drifting
we might
the
be
tram.
Able to do it. Yeah, there you go. We like to slide sideways.
Yeah, we aren't going to talk about
no,
that.
No, we're not.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, we got to razz you a little
Some
bit.
Some things are better left unsaid.
And yes. undone.
Yeah.
And those right. of you who know Vic know what we're talking about. So,
what are your numbers this year for Warbirds? How many you got up there?
You know what? We were talking, Wayne Fleury and I, the reason they're inflated, typically they're right around 500. You'll get a year 478, 510. You know, they hover right around the 500 mark. This year, it's pushing closer to 6, and the reason is you've got these anniversaries. So the T6 SNJ built first flight 1938. So here we are at the 80th anniversary, 80. It's a big deal, and so a ton more T6s and SNJs have shown up, a lot of Canadian Harvards and Yales. So they've inflated the numbers alone probably by a good 20 or 30 aircraft. And then you've got the RAF. So they're bringing in a lot of stuff from Canada, to celebrate the RAF 100th anniversary. So I'm telling you, I think we're going to see it in the mid to upper 500s as far as Warbird numbers this year.
Wait a minute. The tour guides that you have, when they go by the British aircraft, do they have to go into a British accent by any chance?
You know, it doesn't hurt to do that.
But only if you can do it well.
Yes. Yeah, you've got to do it right, because otherwise, yeah, you don't want to look like a Yankee doing it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But gift shop, their numbers are up 20%. How about that, the Warbirds gift shop?
Nice.
And I'll tell you, they got a lot of new stuff, too. So the merchandising guy actually got out there in the internet, I think, this last winter and drummed up a whole bunch of new, really cool tchotchkes. So they got great stuff over there.
Snow globes.
Yeah, everything you can think of. And they're moving. The products are moving. Nice apparel, kind of upgraded the look. Stylish stuff, things that appeal to the young folks. So they're cleaning the shelves every day at that gift shop. So.
Wow, that's good.
But very cool.
That's outstanding. How's Teresa Eamon doing down there?
What a beauty. And her voice is better than ever. I listened a couple of different times, and we're not far from her. We're south of Warbirds in Review by not more than 600 feet. So we really hear, and they broadcast south, so we really hear her singing, and we hear the narration for the shows. Yeah, but she is beautiful, doing a great job. And what's really cool, too, is at the conclusion of that presentation, she has an actual kiosk and has CDs and various media of her vocal tracks. And so that's really cool. And they also have, and once again, another idea somebody had. They've got all kinds of brochures on Warbirds of America. So the people that have heard a terrific presentation have enjoyed what they heard and are inclined, and just go over there, pick up a brochure. Next thing you know, they're filling it out and becoming a member. It's really making sense now. It's all coming into play.
Yeah, you're really hitting critical mass.
Yeah. All 8 cylinders feel like they're firing.
So. 8? 12 or 18.
All 12. That's it. All V12. Yeah, Merlin, let's do that.
Come on.
Yeah, so today, Warbirds in Review. As a matter of fact, P-40, the Warhawk at 10 o'clock, and holy cow, F-6F? F-7F.
F-7F.
Tiger Cat. We talked about this. You're lucky. One every 4 years, you get one. We got two.
You got two of them.
I didn't even know there were more than one flying.
Neither did I. I've never seen more than one here, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah,
right.
Me too. Yeah, I know that I think Kalamazoo Air Zoo in Michigan has one. I think there's one down in Chino. I may be wrong about that. I have no idea where the rest of them are.
So when are you going to do Aggressor Day and highlight the other guys' airplanes?
What are we talking about? Who?
You know, yeah, exactly. The German airplanes, the Japanese airplanes.
You know, they do Messerschmitt stuff.
Okay.
I was just looking at the various things in the halls, and they have an actual forum going, I think today, later on, about rebuilding an ME-109. And I guess it's an ongoing, work in progress thing. No, yeah, that's a cool idea. And we've had over the years various German iconic aces.
Well, I know one year we were here, there was one of the few actual surviving Zeros that flew in here.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's heard of a Zero, but how many of us have actually seen one and know much about them?
Didn't that come out of Chino?
Probably.
I think it did.
Yeah, I think it did, too. Yeah.
And they were flying that on a right engine.
Okay.
Yeah, the
okay.
same engine as in the B-17, because the original engine is, like, non-existent. Yeah.
Right. So you're saying they didn't start the left engine?
No. But the thing is, there is one Zero out there flying on the original engine. Where they're getting parts for it, who knows?
Probably making them.
Yeah. You'd have to. Wow.
Get the machinist.
Yeah, call them up.
Right away.
We need a widget.
Speed
you know,
dial.
And that goes part hand in hand with what I've been saying for years. They can teach people to work on these airplanes. They can teach people how to fly the airplane, and they can make the parts to keep them going. And we hope that that continues for a very long time.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we've made this year such a campaign and a drive to appeal to the young folks and see if we can't ignite a fire in their belly to keep preserving these machines.
Preferably a 12-cylinder fire.
There you go.
We hope so.
So where are the tram rides again? Give us a quick shout.
Yeah, so way up. In the north end, of course, you've got our headquarters building is expanded. They gave us a 20 by 50. There's four American flags flying on each corner. You can't miss this tent. It's ginormous. And, of course, the sign on it, it's clear. Warbird Tram Tour. So you can't miss it. You really can't. It's just west of Warbird Alley, right adjacent to it, and just south of Warbirds and Review Bleachers. So we're all nested right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in, Vic. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Come on up and see us.
We will. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.